All right, we do have Judy Duvall in from O'Neill Travel Now. Judy, good morning.
Good morning. It's really nice outside. A little cloudy.
It is. A little overcast, but yeah, mid-50s already, so
great,
we'll take it.
Great planting weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to do that.
And hopefully the weather's going to stay shaped up so we can not have to worry about having to cover stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm over that.
Yeah, all
right. I'm over covering
that. If it's not tough enough to survive now, it's not going to survive.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Still kind of the world's weird.
Yeah.
And I know everybody's...
slowing down to a snail's pace.
Right. We've got school over with. We're waiting to find out now if we can do anything. And, of course, a lot of our summer events are being canceled.
I know. You know what I think, though? In our area... we've been doing pretty good. I mean, right. You have to say, I don't know if you know, my sister Linda is in Connecticut, and she's involved in 3 hospitals there, and she was due to retire in June because she does a lot of our trips with us.
Right.
She flies in from Connecticut, and she's extending it herself to December to help out, and it's pretty amazing if you're in the thick of it, and she is. And the only thing that she said in the last week that I even would mention is that it's slowed down to 12 deaths a day, which sounds horrible, but it's a slowing down in the East Coast.
Yeah.
And they're getting it under control.
Right. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's what we want to hear.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to call this is at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. So everything we know is at this time.
As of yesterday or today. Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a song, isn't it?
I think so.
Okay. I just want to let everybody know that we're at the office from Monday to Friday. We're closed to the public at this time.
Okay.
Okay. And we will be closed Friday and Monday. We do this a couple times a year for give us a weekend. We've been doing up to, people wonder what we're doing there. We're doing up to 3 webinars a day. Sometimes we have to shift it around, and it's with the airlines. It's with the cruises. They do webinars, the CEOs, which is fabulous. And then the insurance companies. Things are changing daily. They'll get something in their boardroom, and then something better comes along. And it's always been, the changes have been for the better of what they're trying to do, because it's going to come back. It always comes back. Everything does. But it's going to take some time this time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. We're not taking passport pictures at this time, because we are close to the public. But they're not processing passports at this time.
Okay.
And so far, not until I think around June 1st. At this time, that's what our information is. So we will probably take pictures after June 1st.
Okay.
Call Amy. We've got a list already of people that need passports, pictures taken for one reason or another, and she's taken a list. And as soon as we get a word that they're going to process them, we'll make appointments to take pictures.
Okay.
So we'll take care of that. I'm just going to throw some different things out there. There's so much information. I can't get it all in, and Nicole will continue with this. Hawaii. People are flying. You probably should fly only if it's necessary right now, as far as I'm concerned. I'm supposed to go fly in August.
Do you realize now after 8 or 9 or 10 or however many weeks that I think anybody thinks anything is necessary just to get the heck out of here?
Isn't that the truth?
Get somewhere different.
And I will be in August. We were talking about that in the office. Nicole's going to have a baby here soon.
Yeah.
She goes, if I could fly today, I would.
Yeah, that's right.
And we do have people flying. There are some people that are flying around and needing to go. And hopefully I will be able to go in August. And I'll be curious because there'll be new protocols for that. My favorite place is Hawaii. Right now, I don't suggest you fly to Hawaii. You can, and it's fine. They have little COVID over there.
They're pretty strict over there.
But they're strict 2 weeks. If you go over to Hawaii, you have to stay there 2 weeks before you leave. When you come back to the United States, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Think I'm going to Hawaii. But I got to stay for 2 weeks.
You know, wouldn't that be the place to do it?
What torture that is. Yeah. You have to stay for 2 weeks.
I know. I think Nicole will talk more about the resorts. She's got a lot. Yeah. She's been doing those webinars. Right now, all these industries are taking this time to revamp, spend some money to get new equipment. And right now they're not having, we do have some people going to a couple of them. There's no buffets. The staff will be wearing gloves and masks. Right. And we'll probably see that in a lot of things. Trains, motor coaches. That's interesting because the motor coaches, they're not doing anything right now. I had one for June and I've moved it to October. They have like these Zamboni machines that go up the aisle on the motor coaches and spray that stuff down now, and they're going to be using them. They do that like periodically, right. But now they're going to, when they're ready to roll again, yep. They're going to do that. And then that sanitizing stuff, I watched the video, sticks to everything. So it's really amazing. So they are doing some amazing things when we're ready to open. And, you know, that isn't right now. So trains too, they spray. They just spray everything, and it's a lot of technology that they haven't used or was too expensive to use, but they do need to do it now. Yeah. I'm going to talk about Vegas quick, okay?
Yeah, I see. I read something. They're slowly trying to reopen, yep. Or they are.
35 properties are slated to open May 22nd. Sahara and Treasure Island Hotels, the Wynn and Encore, May 26th. They're still monitoring for COVID ID. They're still watching it. They're still having meetings, but it's going to look a lot different. But, of course, you know, when they get a vaccine, if they do and all that, things can change in a heartbeat.
Right.
So right now what they're going to do, although I got to tell you, last time I've been to Vegas and I've gone every year for many years, it was so crowded, you couldn't even move.
Yeah.
So this might be all too bad as the beginning. So it's going to look a little different. MGM Resorts is one of the major operators there that has several resorts. Bellagio is going to let in 1,200 of the fourth, or is going to have people occupy 1,200 of the 4,000 rooms to begin with. 20 to 35% of people coming in the door. And this is just phase one. Six players at a craps table.
Okay.
And they may have shields there to begin with. Three at a blackjack table. That's what their rules are going to be right now. They're going to have sanitizing cards, chips, and dice. And Bellagio in New York will have hand-washing stations installed all over the casino. Includes the sink, the soap, and the hand sanitizers. Mm. Which I think, and I don't know, but it sounds like that's a big thing to help with this COVID. You know, because we can only do what we can do.
Right.
So that's going to be for the people that go. And I think because of the slow air travel into there, then it'll be the people in Nevada and in Nevada, I should say. I back to my roots. In California, that drive over there, that'll be coming in first.
Okay.
There, you can fly out there. We have somebody flying out there to visit somebody else, I think. But they're going to have all those people there, and believe me, they'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it'll be just like 9/11. You know, we didn't want to go through all that, taking your shoes off, and people were belligerent at first. They were, some of the flyers, a certain percent of flyers.
Right.
And it's going to be the same way. But they say, their thing is to say, their goal isn't necessarily to make money. It's just not lose as much and get their workers back to work.
Yeah,
and
once stay afloat.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, they've got good ideas, and they're working at it all the time. And then I'm going to quickly go over airports. It's not so much the flying, because I guess the airflow comes from the outside of the airplane, which I know, and it's every 3 minutes. There's fresh air. So people have been flying a long time with flus and stuff. And you don't see that many people getting sick.
And you hear people say, oh, they recycle all the air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's people who don't fly.
That's a myth.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
It's a myth.
Myth busting today.
Yes. Air comes from the outside. Yeah. They can't recycle the same air. So that over the years has been wonderful for them anyway.
Right.
And it still is. So where the problem is going to be is at the airports before you get on that plane. They'll be wearing masks on the plane, you know, and you'll just have to get used to it. So their filtration system is really good. And they have a fogging effect, too. And they didn't used to do it all the time. In between, they would just grab the papers and stuff. And now in between every flight, that's what they're planning, is to quick fog the airplane where the stuff sticks to the surfaces and try to help. And like I said, this is what they're working on. Cruise lines, too. I don't have time to get into all that, but they're doing lots of major things.
All right. So, that's like, it's a whole different deal. So yeah. Here's the deal. If I was planning a vacation in July, do I still call O'Neill Travel now and say, hey, set me up some dates here, get me some reservations, and then obviously still have to play it by ear because in July they might say.
Yeah, we absolutely can do this. Yeah. I would suggest August, September. We've moved some Disney vacations to September, but we haven't heard from Disney. It's they're being very cautious. If they aren't going to open at full capacity, there's going to be people that don't want to go. If I paid for Disney, I don't want to open. So they'll give you the opportunity probably to move it on to another thing. But we are booking for next year. People are booking. Airlines and the company's been very good to either give you credit or your money back if something changes again.
And if they have questions, they want to know what's going on. Like you said, you guys are, I'm sure, been in your fair share of Zoom meetings.
Yes, we have. That's kind of strange. Some work and some don't.
But I know.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of that. And be so glad to win.
Call, and if you got a question, you guys are still answering the phones and all that, or email, Facebook message, any of that stuff.
Yep. So. I guess that the word of the day is wash your hands. Yeah. Oh, here's a...
Winston showed up for
Winston. Winston. Hi, Winston. He's cute. So, give us a call for anything you want to know. We're just trying to keep up with what the rules are and what you can and cannot do.
You bet. 336-2455, O'NeillTravelNow.com, or check you out on social media.
Yeah, listen to Amy on Facebook. She's got some hilarious tips.
Well, check it out. Judy, have a great week.
Thanks.
It's Judy DeVault, O'Neill Travel Now.